Today, a listener named Ethan is on the phone for a second date update, and Ethan went out with the freakiest breed of woman around.
Who's that?
A school teacher.
Oh.
Good work, Ethan. They are freaks.
Well, they got a lot of stress to relieve.
Yeah,
you
they
don't
do.
Blame them.
He's a grammar school teacher, too. So.
What?
He's a grammar school teacher, too.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm guessing you ended it by hooking up, but we'll get to that later. First, tell us about the woman you went out with. What's her name?
Her name is Haley.
And where'd you meet Haley?
I work at an equestrian facility, and we have horses and stables and all that stuff, and we take in students and schools every day. So we had a school come in, and she was one of the teachers for the students that were, you know, checking out the horses. I brought the kids around.
Hey, you hit on the teacher while she was taking her kids on a field trip.
Yes.
Good work.
That's a yes, and I bet that was the most exciting field trip she'd ever been on.
Yeah, and she had a good time, and as she was leaving with the kids, you know, I showed all the kids around and brought them to the back to the bus at the end of the day, and she's leaving, and I figured I'd take this moment to ask her to come back at some point, because I liked her, and she was funny, and great sense of humor, and very pretty. And
you're acting very casual about it. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but I did ask her. I asked her out for a date and to come back to the horse stable. And
she must have been flirting with you enough where you felt confident to do that. Or do you hit on every single teacher that takes kids out there?
It's a numbers game for him.
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
But she was definitely giving me the vibe that she was interested. And so that, you know, made it a little easier. Mm-hmm. But still went in for the kill, and, you know.
You killed her?
That's what he meant.
That's why she's not calling back.
Duh.
It's a good point.
Duh. Yeah, she said yes, and she seemed very happy that I asked her, and almost like she knew it was coming.
So did you guys talk a lot leading up to the date?
Well, I mostly talked to the kids. You know, I was still with... But
no, not at the...
Yeah, not the
field,
field
trip. Like, after you asked her out and you exchanged numbers, I assume, did you talk?
Yes. She did call me, and I invited her to come down and have a little lunch and ride the horses. And about a week later, she came down. We had a couple of horses. We had we have a lot of horses there, but I had spaghetti, and she had a Nipper.
Oh, that's the names of the horse. Okay, I thought that was the food you were eating.
No. We didn't. those are the names of the horses.
Okay.
Has she been horse riding before?
No, she hadn't been. And Nipper was a little moody, too. So, like, jerking around a little more. And I offered to switch. And she didn't seem like it was all that important. So, you know, also packed for a picnic. And I ended up tying up the horses. So that we could eat.
Oh, so you took her on like a little horse ride with a picnic. That's a good date, I would think.
That is romantic.
Oh, yeah. No, it works on almost every school teacher that I take out there.
I think it'd work on any woman. That is an amazing date.
So we end up tying up the horses, and we start eating, and, well, spaghetti sort of lets a road apple go, if you know what I mean.
He poops? Is that what you're saying? Horse poop?
I like road apple more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
Because we were eating right there. The horses were really close.
Oh,
probably closer than they should have been. He backed up right next to us.
Okay.
He wanted us to know it was for us.
A little gift.
Yeah, he was like, you guys are having a picnic? Here, enjoy this too.
Yeah.
And you thought Nipper was going to be the trouble horse in this whole situation.
Yeah, I think they were just mad I didn't offer them any food. But
so what happened? What was her reaction?
It was totally a mood killer. I'm in the middle of eating my sandwich and salad, and like we're both turned off to even eating. So we sort of pack up and get back on the horses as we're getting back to the stables. I'm helping her off the horse, and I decide, you know, that might be a good time to lean in for a kiss.
And that's when the horse pooped on you again.
This horse just is blocking you left and right.
No, everything went fine. The horse didn't poop again. And I kissed her, and it, you know, it was nice.
Sweet. So you even got a kiss at the end of the date. And why do you think you're not getting a call back?
I don't know. Maybe the poop.
No, you recovered from the poop. If there was a kiss at the end of the date, you recovered.
I don't know, but that was the one thing that stood out from, you know, the date.
Yeah, and it's not like you did it. I mean, you can't really control where the horse goes, so I'd be surprised.
No.
if that's the reason she's not calling you back.
I think it's crazy if someone doesn't call you back after a sober day date kiss. I mean, it's one thing you make out at the end of like too many cocktails and it's dark, right? But you guys could fully see each other.
Yeah, no, there was nothing in the way.
Have you guys talked at all since that date?
She has texted me, and we've texted a little back and forth, but she's been very noncommittal about hanging out again.
Okay. What's her reason?
What's my reason?
Her reason. What's her reason for putting you off?
She hasn't told me. That's what I'm calling you guys about.
I mean, like, is she saying that she's busy or?
Oh, yeah, it's all the same. Yeah, she's working. She's out with friends. It's been different.
Okay, so you're fairly certain she's blowing you off?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll play a song. Then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Hang on.